Okay, well, we can go ahead and proceed then, moving to the next class. And as we come into bibliology, we've just introduced the subject and looked at the Bible's claims for itself pretty much, and in both the Old and New Testament that it claims to be the Word of God. And so we'll pick up on letter E by way of introduction as we look at the importance of bibliology. You know, I didn't put it as E.
No, it was just...
Oh, well, this is dealing with the importance. I didn't enumerate it. Okay.
I don't know which... Page one. Same page.
Right. Same page.
Whoops, sorry.
First page. Okay. So if we're on the same page, though I have different pages... I guess mine's my pagination's different.
I think yours looks nicer than ours, huh?
Yeah, mine's a little different.
You have words.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and we'll move on. Father, again, we're grateful for the opportunity to study Your Word. We're thankful that it is Your Word that is dependable, that it is accurate, and that we can depend upon it and realize that it is Your Word without error, and that we can look to it for guidance as the Holy Spirit uses it to direct us in our lives and to our understanding of You. And so we're just thankful again that You, by grace, have given us Your full revelation for these times and all that we need to know, and that You have given us those things in words that You did want us to know. And so as we study about the Bible, might we appreciate it even more. Trust that we do. I'm sure that we do appreciate it much, but might we just come to a greater appreciation of it as we consider it, what it has to say about itself and about the fact that it is Your Word and to men, and might we just be thankful for that. Amen. Okay, we want to look at the importance of bibliology as we continue introducing the subject. And when we consider the Bible, some would almost worship the Bible. And the Bible, it is God's Word. But we don't worship the Bible. The Bible is not an idol to us. It shouldn't be an idol to us. We're not Bible-olaters. We don't worship the Bible. But we do worship the God of the Bible. And we learn about the God of the Bible, though, by His Word, by His self-revelation in His Word. And so that's where we learn about God. But if it is not God's Word, it's not a supernatural book. And if it isn't a supernatural book, then it isn't Scripture, as we understand the term Scripture. And so that's something that we need to consider there.
You can make it good.
No, I'm sorry. Oh. Sorry for the diversion there for a moment. I remembered on Sunday that our batteries were running kind of low, and I probably should change them. You want to change the battery?